I know. He'll be taken care of.
Call AIG Direct to receive a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-0698. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So call AIG Direct right now for your free quote. 1-800-400-0698. That's 1-800-400-0698.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Now's the time to dine at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield. Bishop's Post is your home for classic comfort fare. Their homemade meatloaf and shrimp and grits with the andouille sausage and sweet corn is a must-have. And you know you're getting a flavorful dish with excellent service. Bishop's Post is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday with happy hour every weekday. Thursdays are half-price wine nights. Fresh catch is on Fridays and prime rib on Saturdays. Reserve your table at bishopspost.com. Bishop's Post, the best version of your classic favorites.
It's Frank. On Thursday, just before we left for the Dominican Republic, I went to Ballast Dental Care. I'd had that appointment set for like 4 or 5 months, but it worked out great because just before we left for the trip, I get a clean bill of health. All is good, knowing my teeth are okay before I went away. I don't think I want to go to the dentist out of the country. I just don't, unless it was an emergency and I had to. I don't think there's going to be an emergency because my teeth are maintained and have been for almost 44 years now by Ballast Dental Care. Let me just say this to you. If you are not going to the dentist because you don't have one, Ballast Dental Care. If you're not going because you're scared, I get it, Ballast Dental Care. That stuff ends when you start going to Ballast Dental Care. You'll see. Make one appointment. They'd love to meet you. Love to have you. Please tell them your AM and the PM. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Are we crazy? Living our lives through the lens. Trapped in our white.
Can we let Max pick the music this hour?
It's my segment. Why wouldn't I?
What is this? Katy Perry?
You know what this is.
This is Katy Perry?
Yes.
I hear Brady Hempen loves this. He also works here.
I think he's probably really upset that I'm playing it.
Is he dancing in his chair?
He was trying to get me not to play this video. I love this song. It's a great song.
This song is horrible.
This is a phenomenal song.
All right, you're the movie guy, not the music guy. I'm Scott Sherman, in for Frank. Frank and Dan are in the Dominican Republic, enjoying themselves with listeners and, you know, well-deserved annual trip that they take. Ian is on assignment, not with them, but he's on assignment. I'm honored to be behind the microphone. I'm in for Frank. You can hear me Thursdays as well as right now with the legal segment. Tim Weiland, who you know from traffic, and he's in for Dan. We got to know him yesterday, and we're getting to know him more and more during the break.
Sounds like you know him from traffic, like he cut you off in traffic.
That's right. That's what I meant. And Max Foisy, who you learned everything about last hour, and now it's his segment. Every Tuesday, his lineage is Colin Jeffrey was in this position. Other right. People have been in this
and
position.
And look how that worked out for
and it worked
else.
Out fantastic. So, walk the plank. Now, it's a safe harbor here. You're safe. You're safe, Max.
No, we love Colin. Colin's
been fired from a lot of stuff around here. Not from here.
Not yet.
But before we do that, I heard Bob Hardcastle mentioning during his Money Minute that something about Richard Nixon. I have two little nuggets about Richard Nixon. Number one, it was 45 years ago today, gentlemen, that Richard Nixon touched down in China for the Nixon Goes to China reconciliation, normalizing of relations.
Sorry to interrupt,
between
Scott. It's China.
It was during the campaign. Relations between Red China and the United States 45 years ago today. Unfortunately for President Nixon, 42 years ago today, his former aide H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman were sentenced to prison for their lying to Congress about Watergate. So it went downhill pretty quickly for
Tricky Dick.
Yeah, it did.
It did, very much so. Max, you are a movie critic, and you also know a lot about the videos and other things that are being released to the public. Tuesday, I take it, is the day when that happens in that industry?
Yes, every Tuesday. And it used to be for music as well. And they recently changed that to Fridays for some reason. I could never really wrap my head around music being released on Fridays because it was always the industry standard that the street date, if you will, was Tuesdays. And this was to keep everything uniform so you couldn't get the drop on somebody else. That's why movies used to always open on the same day, although now it's been pushed up to, what, Thursday night?
They used to open on Friday, right?
Yeah, well, now it's pretty much Thursday at 7 p.m. You can go see almost anything.
Does this segment have music?
It has a horrible theme that I told Frank to never play.
So it can't be any worse than Katy Perry.
We'll let the Katy Perry stand, and we'll just launch
headfirst. You realize that there are people listening to this program.
We'll launch headfirst into the segment. Katy Perry is way more successful than the three of us will ever be.
It's not about success.
It's not?
Don't confuse.
It's not about success in media?
Don't confuse money with class. And don't confuse motion with progress.
It's not the meat, it's the motion.
That's true.
We learned that last hour.
We did.
So we have a whole bunch of DVDs that were released today. I'm going to run some titles past both you and Tim to see if you've seen these films or know anything about them. And first of all, we have Nocturnal Animals. Have you guys heard of a film?
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
I'm excusing myself from this because I don't follow movies. I don't watch movies.
Oh, you can't do that.
Got it.
Nothing.
But you can just say no.
Well, then
he's out.
Sit and listen.
All right.
Quick question for Tim. Has this been forever, or if I bring up something from 20 years ago, are you going to say, like, oh, I saw that back in the 80s?
It's great. The last movie I went to was in 1990. Well, it was the year that How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey came out. Sure. Before that, it was 1988, so I just don't.
Well, then let's go back in time, then. We'll wait on Nocturnal Animals. Let's talk about a movie with Richard Chamberlain and a young actress unknown at the time named Sharon Stone. King Solomon's Mines.
Oh,
you guys remember this?
I sort of remember that there was a movie
in the 80s, King Solomon's
almost
Mines?
Just like this, that like Romancing the Stone.
Well, and
I mean, she was in that too.
Indiana Jones as well. I mean, this is what they were trying to do with King Solomon's Mines. It actually was a decent hit for its budget, and I believe it even had a sequel. And people forget this movie. It's one of those movies that was a cult classic, and people forget it even exists. It's on Blu-ray now for the first time. Today. So if you were a giant King Solomon Mines fan and you were thinking this should have had a ton of sequels, you can actually pick it up on Blu-ray right now. I don't know who
the
those
one like
are,
that I remember
go.
Is Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, weren't they in
Romancing the Stone? That's a
Danny
giant
DeVito?
Hit.
Wasn't it just a rip-off of that?
We're talking about two different things here, Scott. Oh. You're talking about a giant movie that spawned a sequel called Jewel of the Nile. I'm talking about a forgotten movie that was chosen, also ran at the time.
Ah.
That's what I'm saying.
But is it just a rip-off, like, oh, this is a big, let's take a guy, and he's looking for precious jewels, and let's put a chick in the movie. And
well, every third movie is a rip-off of the third movie before. That's how Hollywood works.
You're so
if something is successful, the people try to replicate it. That's what people are trying to do right now with this show. They're listening to the Scott Sherman Show thinking, how can we replicate
this
version
large
of the
morning show?
Frank Opinion Show.
Keeping it.
All right, well, let's go back to Nocturnal Animals. It's a movie directed by Tom Ford, who's a fashionista, if you will. He did a movie a couple of years ago called A Single Man with Colin Firth. That's a really great movie, really interesting visuals, and a pretty interesting script as well. I was excited about Nocturnal Animals, which has a great cast. Jake Gyllenhaal, Amy Adams. And it was one of my biggest letdowns from last year. It's an unflinchingly mean movie, and it seems to be cruel to its characters for no reason. And we're going to talk in a moment about another movie that's very sad, but I think worth watching and nominated for Best Picture. Nocturnal Animals is not nominated for much of anything beyond a Michael Shannon supporting role. Michael Shannon's a great actor. He could come in the studio right now and save this show.
He was the bad guy, dirty fed guy in Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, exactly. He was also great. He was also General Zod in Man of Steel, the most recent.
Before you move on, I have a story that will expose my terrible parenting that relates to Nocturnal Animals. So, Okay, full disclosure. Once in a while, the 9-year-old, my girlfriend's son, we let him watch an R-rated movie. It's not great. It's not the best thing in the world.
How old's the kid?
He's 9. So that's terrible. But, you know, it's not go to prison stuff. But, you know, it's not the best parenting. So we were down in the loop, and they're playing this Nocturnal Animals at the Tivoli.
You didn't take a 9-year-old to see this movie.
Wait, not only did we take him, we got up to the ticket booth. Thought, well, that'd be fun just to, he's seen a few, he's heard a few words. And the lady at the ticket booth goes, really? And we're like, don't know anything about it. How bad can it be? Jake Gyllenhaal's in it, Amy Adams. A few, you know, swear words. You know, it'll be okay. Earmuffs and he'll be fine.
Did they warn you against
this? No, they did not warn me. They did not warn anything about what happened. And so we go in, we get the popcorn. It's a really nice theater. We're down in the loop. It's a beautiful
day. This is a horrible story.
This is the worst thing I've ever done. This is, we sit down.
Hang on for a minute, Scott. Yeah. I'm going to get honest here.
Yeah,
did you leave the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's about how long we lasted.
Because
about
my lord, this is a very adult film.
About 4 minutes. The credits alone, which has, if no one has seen this, if you like very overweight strippers and naked body parts by very overweight women, you will love the opening credits. Can't believe that this is going on. So we're you know, covering his eyes. He's trying to squirm away. Figure, okay, the credits are over. Now we got through that. Now that we got through the credits, this will be just a film noir. It'll be great. In about 3 minutes, the most filthy language, and I don't, you know, Frank doesn't swear, but I obviously in the air I don't, but you know, I've said quite a few blue words myself. I have never used these words in my life, and they are horrific. And yes, we left, and not
You're
only
a horrible
did we,
parent.
We, it's terrible. It's my, all my fault.
It really
not,
is.
Not only did we leave,
really negligent,
terrible. Well, I took him to see Batman, so it's okay. Not only did we leave, but then we walked next door to the movie about the eagle. Wasn't there some kind of a girl that's
Eagle
in...
Eagle Huntress.
The Eagle Huntress. We lasted about 3 minutes on that, and not because of the language.
You know there's kids' movies out there you can take a 9-year-old to see.
I did not do that. Full disclosure, I'm sorry.
So what
horrible.
What I would like the audience to do is pretend that they're all 9 years old and stay away from Nocturnal Animals.
Do not.
Bad movie. The other film
everyone
was,
else stay away from
The other
it.
Film that I was mentioning was yes. Manchester by the Sea, which was nominated for Best Picture.
Ben Affleck's brother.
It is a movie that I think other people enjoyed a bit more than I did. I liked it. I thought it was good. It is excessively sad. It's a very depressing, sad movie. It's well done. Didn't really impact me the way that it impacted other people. I get why it's nominated for Best Picture. I think Casey Affleck has a decent chance to win Best Actor. But if you would like to cry your eyes out watching a movie, I'd recommend Manchester by the Sea.
And Mike Evans was talking yesterday about Ben Affleck and how his career is kind of, you know, tanking. This Casey Affleck, and if you're just sort of a casual Casey Affleck person like I am, I mean, I'm not a movie critic, but I liked him in the Ocean's movies. He and Scott Conn, kind of these brothers that bicker once in a while. And he's done a bunch of other stuff, too. But he's really developing into one of the Hollywood's top actors.
He does a very Brando-ish type of performance here. Early Brando, you know, Wild One type stuff. You know, a lot of mumbling, a lot of hands in pockets.
I could have bit somebody.
But I will say about Ben Affleck, I would disagree with Mike Evans. His career is not tanking. He just... You know, a couple of years ago, he won Best Picture for his movie Argo.
That's a great movie.
And he's a pretty respected director, so I wouldn't say he's... Plus, he's playing Batman right now. How can your career be tanking if you're Batman?
Did I misunderstand? did he say it was tanking, Tim?
No.
He didn't? Yesterday?
I don't remember.
I think he did.
He's won the Academy Award for Best Picture, and he's also playing Batman. I don't.
Oh yeah, yeah. He did. Okay, he definitely said he was tanking.
I didn't.
Also on Blu-ray and DVD today, Bad Santa Volume 2.
Good. We'll get that for the 9-year-old.
This is one of those sequels. Maybe better than Nocturnal Animals, for Pete's sake. I'm actually angry with you about that, Scott Sherman. I really
I didn't
am.
Know. I didn't
go
know.
See a fair amount of movies for the job, and I told you that I love horror films.
Yes.
And I do, and I always see kids at these horror films. And I'm thinking, what horrible parents to subject your kids to nightmares upon nightmares just because you want to go see a free movie. It angers me to no end. And, of course,
right.
There's no law about it. There's no, you can bring a kid to an R-rated movie.
I didn't know.
I don't know why people would, and now I've met one of them, and quite honestly,
I didn't know there were going to be very large naked women, women.
Do some research before you bring a kid someplace.
I didn't.
Bad Santa 2 is on Blu-ray and DVD right now. everybody it loves that first Bad Santa movie. It's before people get tired of Billy Bob Thornton, because I think people are tired of him right now. It's a funny movie. It's watching him just be the worst version of Santa you could possibly be. Not everybody clamors for every sequel. You know, you go see Star Wars, you want to go see Empire Strikes Back. Okay, people love Godfather Part Two. Nobody was sitting around saying, boy, I wonder what happened to that Santa character. I
wonder if he got nicer.
I wonder if he's still bad. That never happened. And so now here comes a movie with all of your questions answered that you did not even ask in the first place. It's nowhere near the level of funny that the first one is. The first one, it's sort of funny because he's so crass while he's wearing the suit. In this one, it's more of the same. But you've already seen it, so there's no surprise there.
What's the worst sequel and most unnecessary sequel that you can sort of think of at the top of your head?
Lord. I don't know. That's a good one.
Caddyshack 2. I actually got movie passes for that.
That might actually
win. Was no reason.
That would be a great call-in segment.
For that. It would be. Hey.
The worst sequel of all time. I would say that I've never been a fan of the Highlander movies, but I know that second movie is unwatchable, The Quickening. So I think that's a pretty bad sequel as well.
314-969-5877, 888-550-5877, and Starcade your ass.
The worst sequels of all
not
time.
Bad, not a bad little topic there. What's the worst, most unnecessary sequel, movie sequel? Of all time. That's it? Wait, you got more? What else is up?
I'm mad at you about the Nocturnal Animals thing, so I'm just going to...
Part of...
Let's take a break, Tim.
My healing...
We're early.
Tim, part of the healing is the disclosure. That's the only way I can recover and become a better almost step-parent.
So, Max, since I am of the old, 20 years ago and stuff like that. So I would say of my top five movies, Godfather 1 and 2. But I thought Godfather 3 was horrible.
What
do you come upon the third sequel on that one?
I watched Godfather 3 so long ago that when I watched it at home, it was on VHS, and so we rented it so I could watch, because I watched the first two, and of course they're masterpieces. Godfather 2 is just incredible. So I rented Godfather Part 3, and it was actually split up into two separate VHS tapes because it was so long. So I put in the first movie, and it ends on this like cliffhanger. Andy Garcia gets mad at a conference or something and walks out. That first VHS tape, I'm like, this is pretty good. This is an okay movie. And then the last half, when I put in the second VHS tape, it just goes to pot. It really unravels, and I really dislike the ending of that movie. Because it's not only an ending for that movie, it's an ending for all three movies. And I think it's just poor.
Did you watch The Godfather Epic?
I have, actually, yes.
It's long, but there's a lot of stuff in there that puts things together more than what you thought, because there's unseen stuff.
More films, more franchises should attempt to do something like The Godfather Epic. I would love to watch like a Star Wars film or something recut like that. For people who don't know, many years ago, and I don't think this is available on Blu-ray at the moment, but they did something called The Godfather Epic, where they put in chronological order Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah, I watched it.
It's cool. Oh, my Lord, it's really fantastic.
Cool. Hold on the line. Everybody,
I was just going to ask you, what are we going to do? Our phone bank.
Everybody, stay where you are. Tim will take your names. You'll hold on if you can. It'll just be a couple minutes. We'll come back and we'll take your calls on this subject.
Let me do traffic, worst, and then I'll answer
most the unnecessary sequels.
Meet me.
Okay, they did clear the accident that was on southbound 270 south of Manchester. Now we are jammed up from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. You have a stalled vehicle on northbound 170. It was near Airport Road, and it looks like we have a backup there. On southbound 55, we had an earlier incident that is south of Richardson Road. In fact, it's north of Highway M that has traffic backed up to about Richardson Road. Then if we look at eastbound Highway 40 downtown, we're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, Boyle through McCausland. And eastbound 270, a couple stop-and-go pockets between east of McDonnell and New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Catch a Cardinals game in Hall of Fame style in the new Proficient Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Enjoy a great view of the game from outdoor reserve seats on the suite level down the right field line. Tickets for the Proficient Red Jacket Club start at just $75 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive.
Hi fans, this is Justin Meyer, manager of group sales for the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you know that if you bring a group of 20 or more to a Cardinals game this year, you receive a discount off the gate price in select areas? For certain dates this year, there's up to a 50% discount. We've helped schools, church groups, nonprofit organizations, athletic leagues, and we can help you. Find out about group tickets by calling 314-345-9000 or visit cardinals.com/groups. Bring a group of 20 or more to a Cardinals game this year and enjoy the savings.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Nubiotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-3119. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-900-3119. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-900-3119.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2114. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2114. That's 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Paddy Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Paddy Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar-trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Paddy is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePettyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
The Missouri Lottery presents a 30th annual Working Women's Survival Show, February 24th through the 26th at the St. Charles Convention Center. See celebrity stylist Rob Guevara rock it out on the main stage. Pamper yourself with warm paraffin wax dip and smooth your skin with Origins. Then it's on to the nail bar, girls. Actress Janine Turner is on the Missouri Lottery stage. Tickets at Deerberg's or at WWSSonline.com. It's the ultimate girls' day out. The Working Women's Survival Show, celebrating three decades of dazzle.
I am Iron Man.
Ozzy sounding a little hipster today.
You wanted Iron Man, right?
I did, and you said Black Sabbath.
Well, this and is I said originally, yes. Originally by Black Sabbath. Ah, this is the Cardigans cover.
Well done, sir. Well played. It's your segment. Mm-hmm. Scott Sherman in for Frank. Frank and Dan are down with a group. Their annual trip this year to the Dominican Republic. Ian on assignment. I'm here with Tim Weiland. I'm here with Max Voisey for his new releases segment. But before we do that, we threw the questions out and thank everybody for sticking around and listening.
We've got Jeff. We've got Gary. We've got Rich. We've got a couple other people calling in. Who do you want to go do first?
Let's do, you said Jeff. Sounds like he was holding the longest. Jeff, you're on the big 550.
Good afternoon. I've got a useless movie sequel to offer up for you.
Yes, sir.
Deuce Bigelow, European Bigelow.
Very good. That's a good one. Yes. Did you like the first one at all?
I did not make it through the first one.
Did not make it through the first one. Well, I think that Rob Schneider can thank Adam Sandler for making sure that he's allowed to still...
Now, Jeff, wouldn't you say that Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, of course, the epic follow-up to Male Gigolo, seems to be the kind of movie that was made to pay off mob bosses someplace?
Probably.
Thank you for that contribution.
All right.
Let's go to
caller Gary.
Gary!
Scott, what's going on?
How you doing, my man?
I got something to compare with. Like you said, that Caddyshack was terrible, but this one's comparable. Smoking the Bandit 2.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how about Smokey Part 3? That one's even...
Well, I couldn't even watch that one.
How do you take the great Jackie Gleason, who did an amazing job in that role, and how do you take Burt Reynolds at the top of his game? How do you screw that up?
You know, the first one was so successful, they did everything so crazy, they thought they could get away with everything. I tried to watch it just a couple months ago, and I had to turn it off.
Yeah, I think Burt and Sally were saying they didn't really want to do it, and it was more like, fine, you know, the first one was so successful. But that third one has such a strange backstory because... I don't know if caller Gary knows this. He's laughing like he might know this. That they actually cast Jackie Gleason as Smokey and the Bandit, okay? And they had test screenings, and the movie was called Smokey is the Bandit.
Oh, my God.
But it was so confused audiences so much that full version's never been seen since.
Ugh.
It was terrible.
Didn't they make more Cannonball Run movies than just one?
I think there was two, possibly. There was something in the... In the 90s, it was supposed to be like a throwback to that called Speed Zone. I remember that one as well. That was sort of like Cannonball Part 3.
And Cannonball Run was sort of a remake of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Great comedy. Fantastic.
Which is great. Cannonball Run 1, or the first one, it's really good. I mean, you've got Sammy Davis Jr. Is in it. Dean Martin in that too? Together? That was good.
We've got caller Rich. Okay, Rich, go ahead.
AM in the PM.
Oh, hey.
Hold on, wait. Bye, you caught him off guard.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I thought I might.
Good job, Rich.
There we go.
Snuck one past the goaltender.
Thank you, Rich.
If I'm not mistaken, I think John Candy was in Cannonball Run also.
That would be fantastic. I'd love John Candy.
Yeah.
But I think with my contribution, I may possibly... close the door on this one.
We're all ears.
Danny of the Sharknado movie.
I would say the Sharknado movies are trying to be bad, so I don't know if they would count for bad sequels, because they're trying to be kitschy on purpose. Let's go to caller Tim. Tim, hello there, Tim.
Oh, hello, Scott. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, Tim.
One of the worst sequels I ever saw was Halloween H2O.
Yes. That is terrible.
You know what's funny, Tim, is H2O is actually considered one of the better sequels because the Halloween films have had such bad sequels like Resurrection.
But the Halloween 2, the one where Jamie Lee Curtis is laying in the hospital,
that's a bad movie too. That's a bad movie too, sure.
I saw the first one when I was 19 years old and enjoyed the shot with the bare back of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
I also seen Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, well.
Now, there's one I haven't been able to get all the way through.
That
With all due respect, I saw that too. Like when you're 19, 20 years old, I went to movies every week. I haven't seen movies in years, but I've seen 90% of the top 100 of all time.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. That's a neat thing to do. People like to go to AFI.
Throw us a couple of your favorites out, just since you've seen the best of the best.
Well, I've seen Dr. Zhivago.
Nice. Yeah.
I've seen some of the John Wayne pictures that John Wayne was in.
Oh, The Searchers is one of my favorites.
See, you talk about Dr. Zhivago. Did you see the remake of it?
No.
It's it's the same thing, but that is a movie I remember seeing as a kid, and then I saw the remake of it maybe a couple years ago on one of the movie channels, and it's like, nope, I want to see Omar Sharif.
I've seen all the Star Wars movies except the last two, and the latest, I haven't seen that. And
that
I
one's
saw
good.
Attack of the Clones. I didn't like that.
Okay.
And there was another one, I think it might have been that one, where you got the princess or the young queen, where she's supposed to be living in a democracy, but you have a queen, and they don't explain what it is.
Well, they also have laser swords and talking space aliens, so I wouldn't look for much that makes sense in a Star Wars movie. Let's talk to Killer Mike. You want to talk to Killer Mike?
Tim, thank you so much. Of course we do. I don't want to step on anybody's sequels. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, so of course. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
The absolute worst sequel of all time has got to be Superman IV, The Quest for Peace.
Yes. Is that the one? No. Wait a second. Tell us about that one, because I think I know that one. Is that
the one
Richard Pryor?
Christopher Reeve is Superman. No, that was Superman III.
Oh.
See, as far as those four Superman movies go with Christopher Reeve, the first one was awesome. The second one was good. The third one was bad. And the fourth one's unwatchable.
Yeah,
and the fourth one, yeah, it was Superman decides he's going to rid the world of nuclear weapons, and so he goes to the United Nations and says, this is how it's happening, I'm ending the world, and they've got, clearing out all the nuclear weapons, and then they have some villain who's got nuclear powers. Being an old comic book geek, I am very, very generous with comic book type movies as far as liking them, and I had to turn this one off after the first half hour. I just couldn't watch anymore.
It's really sad what happened there because Christopher Reeve didn't like the third one and wanted to end the series on a positive note. But what he didn't know is while he was making this movie, the film company was going bankrupt, and so they told him, we'll fix all these special effects after we do this. And when you watch the finished film, you can see the wires holding him up. They have the bad guy there taking Mariel Hemingway into space, where, I don't know if you know this, Scott, humans can't breathe in space. It's just a horrible film. Caller Mike is right.
Mike, thank you so much for the call.
All right, let's go to caller Ben.
I've got two. Well, I don't want to step on Ben.
We can wait on you. Let's talk to
me?
Ben.
Okay.
Ben, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Frank and the gang?
we're basking in the glory of the Dominican.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys sound just like Frank and them. The worst sequel ever was the President Obama Term 2.
Okay.
You see what he did there?
He did.
He did the old bait and switch.
He did. He called
up. On topic, but then he's not on.
Then he had a thing about Obama,
Let's just take one more before we get to you, Mr. Gusterman, because it's the lovely caller, Tammy. Let's get to Tammy's choice. Let's see if there's another bait and switch or if she's going to be on topic. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. This is not a bait and switch.
Thank you.
My big fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh, wow.
That just sounds horrible.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well,
all right, Tammy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tammy. Yeah, right?
I mean, she said what she needed to say.
No, she did. I say American Graffiti 2. Was there not American Graffiti 2? That
was
unnecessary and stupid.
Yeah, it was
and
unnecessary.
Then the Friday the 13th Part 3, where they made it in 3D and did it outside in the daytime, so Jason wasn't scary. He just was just wandering around this barn.
Although, isn't Part 3 where he gets the hockey mask? In Parts 1 and 2, I don't believe he has the iconic hockey mask. So even if you hate Part 3, you have to at least give it to him for the hockey mask.
There's a juggling scene on purpose.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying.
It's just.
You at least got the hockey mask.
It's horrible. But all great calls. Now, Max, what is also being released? What are the new releases that we have not gotten to?
This week, you mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, on Friday with Paul Harris, I'll be talking about a pair of new releases. I'll be talking about a movie called Get Out, which is a horror film, but it's from Jordan Peele of the comedy duo Key and Peele. If the audience is familiar with Key and Peele, they are extremely funny, and Jordan Peele says he's always been a big fan of horror movies, and it looks to be sort of a modern take on The Stepford Wives. And so I'm actually seeing that tonight. We'll be reviewing that on Friday. Also, there is a the most expensive animated film ever completely made in China called Rock Dog. It's actually based on a graphic novel, a comic book, called Tibetan Rock Dog. This was released in China last year. It made $0, and they're sort of burying it here at the end of February. But I've already seen this, Scott, and surprise, surprise, it's not that bad. If you have a kid, I'd say it's a much better choice than Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah, that was a bad choice.
If you want your kid to go see something, Rock Dog is actually not that bad at all.
But I did make the choice to go see the Batman, the Lego Batman movie. Yes. So that was a much better choice. For the youngsters, right?
Absolutely. It's a great family film.
There he is.
Should we take a break here?
We should.
Do some traffic, take another break. You know, we have no clock here.
I like all that stuff.
Let's listen to some Iron Man by Carter.
This is horrible.
This is phenomenal.
When we come back, we're going to straighten you out. Music guy. Scott Sherman in for Frank and the gang. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Masterpiece returns to St. Louis. Roundabout Theater Company's new production of Cabaret is coming to the fabulous Fox Theater.
Cabaret, oh cabaret, cabaret.
And you can win pairs of tickets on KTRS. Text Cabaret to 84126 or register online at KTRS.com. And it could be you and a friend at the fabulous Fox Theater to see Cabaret March 7th through the 19th from KTRS. Tickets are on sale at MetroTix.com.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, it's Frank. In my garage at home, there are three vehicles that have Johnny Londoff on the back. There's a Trailblazer. It's a 2004. I love that thing. It's my model year, 12 years old. There's a Tahoe and a Corvette. Those two. Those are the three vehicles I have from Johnny Londo. I love that Tahoe. Now, a Corvette's not for everybody. For example, my wife hates Corvettes. That's why I bought it. That's why I bought it, because she hates them. But the Tahoe, it was, let's put it this way, it was such a pleasant surprise to find that it was even more vehicle than I expected it to be. It rode better. It had more stuff on it than I thought it would have. And the ease with which you can make everything work on that car. Some cars are complicated to figure out. This is not. If you're in the market for a new Chevrolet, if you're in the market for a vehicle, and you would consider Chevrolet, then do this for us. If you're AM and the PM, you'll do this. Do not make a decision. Don't pull the trigger until you give the folks at Londoff a shot at your business, okay? That's all we ask. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Meet me.
Last check of traffic before the 5 o'clock hour. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, I want to thank the listener that called in. Let me know that the lights are on flash. I guess they're on red flash at Jamison and Lansdowne, which is usually causing a backup there. We do have had an incident on eastbound Highway 70 at Lindbergh, and traffic is running back to St. Charles Rock Road. Westbound 70, a usual slowdown between Riverview and Jennings Station Road, but you're also slow west of 170 out through Lindbergh. That earlier accident there, you had an incident on southbound Highway 55 just north of Highway M, and that has a pretty solid jam that goes back to Richardson Road. Southbound 270, that's stop and go from Page down through Highway 44. And it looks like we either have the lights are malfunctioning or you have an accident on westbound Olive at Fifi that has things brought back up to Ross. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps, because unplanned absences happen even when payrolls do. Call Account Temps. They provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
I'm an alligator. Coming for you. I'm the space invader.
Back on the Large Morning Show. A few minutes left. Scott Sherman this hour. And Frank and the gang. That's David Bowie. Great David Bowie. Passed away last year. And in London, they are trying to raise $1 million for what will be a three-story lightning bolt structure that they are trying to put in Bowie's hometown district of Brixton, near the Brixton Underground, inspired by the lightning bolt on the Aladdin Sane album that the great, brilliant genius David Bowie, born David Jones, had to change his name because of Davy Jones.
Think of all the pilgrimages of young music fans who would go to that lightning bolt to take their selfies.
All the young dudes, all the young hipsters.
Hey, what? I see what you did there.
Look at that. Unrelated story, but closer to home. There's a guy that was killed, murdered. His name was Frank Ancona. And if you've heard that name, you've been watching the news recently, or you may remember back during that Michael Brown stuff that there was a lot of traffic on the Twitter sphere, and an organization that he was involved with, allegedly, what he was involved with. The Ku Klux Klan were putting out leaflets and other statements that they were going to do some shooting if there was trouble during the riots. Well, I'm going to say this. No one deserves to be murdered, including Frank Ancona, who was the Grand Dragon or something of a local Ku Klux Klan chapter. That's a terrible thing. But that's a First Amendment right to have free speech and to say stupid things like Frank Ancona said. The alleged perpetrators, and these people have been charged officially with murder and armed criminal action and other stuff, include his stepson, Paul Jinkerson, and his wife, Melissa Ancona. Now, motive is something that I don't think ever really needs to be proved, just beyond a reasonable doubt, the elements of the crime. And people are presumed innocent until they're proved guilty by the government beyond a reasonable doubt. So there's no indication that Mr. Jinkerson or the now widow, Miss Ancona, have actually done this thing. But the accusation, the allegations are that they shot Mr. Ancona. I think there's evidence that he was shot in his home and taken and dumped in a ravine near a river down in St. Francis County, even though it's spelled St. Francois. Mr. Jinkerson is known to the authorities because he is currently on 5 years probation, and that is something that's true because he pled guilty to possession of methamphetamine. Doesn't mean that methamphetamine users kill people or that they don't kill people. But he had his probation revoked when the charges or the allegations of his involvement in this surfaced. He was released, and I think he's on bail right now. A $25,000 bond, and that was posted back a couple weeks ago. So as of right now, just allegations, but the head of the local Ku Klux Klan murdered, and the authorities believe and will try and have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that they were involved. That's not a good thing anywhere around. But the Ku Klux Klan is terrible. One Ku Klux Klan story. One final Ku Klux Klan story. Carlsbad, California. This is unwitting Ku Klux Klan involvement. Some students at a high school basketball game between rivals Carlsbad High and Sage Creek High caused a stir when three-letter signs, one K, another K, and a third. Guess what it was? K lined up on one of the sides of the cheering crowds, and there was a lot of controversy, and kids were very aghast by this. But here's what the defense of the kids said. We're just doing it as a short for okay, because okay needs to be shortened. It's shortened to K. That's how they text one another. So it's not KKK. It's KKK. I don't know if everybody is buying that, but it doesn't seem like these kids even know enough that they're not supposed to do that. Oh, by the way, that happens almost every baseball game when they have people putting the strikeouts. When they get to the third strikeout, it's always KKK during a baseball game,
right?
Because K is short for strikeout. Silliness. That's hour number two. Hour number three straight ahead. This is Scott Scher.